the difference between the Ritvas who kept on Chav Ches and Taisa. Taisa
right.
Is a quasi Taina. Now the Taisa's kasha is that of course no Taina should be no good. Taisa's answer is the Hamina is if you made a quasi Taina, you Taina Shema. Okay, so that you can make it is included in the ad because the Mishnah says in Chav Memawif that no Taina till a Taina Vadai, till you get to a Taina Vadai is no good. But the Ritva is saying that the Hamin and Chav Ches is not that he's Taining Shema. He's saying, Vadai, I bought it, it's mine. He's just not explaining why it's his.
Oh, I see.
So that could be a Taina Vadai.
That's interesting. I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought the opposite. He's saying, I got it from Chaim, and Chaim told me he got it from you.
I see, but the Havamina, the Ritva says clearly, the Havamina is that we do consider that a Taina Vadai. And he says, the Havamina is that we do Taninin, or Psapicha Le'ireim, and we interpret what he said. He said, it's mine because I bought it from you. So it's like we were in. There's a havamina. The havamina and chav ches means the maskana is maybe not that way, but the havamina is that when he said it's mine, that's another way of saying I bought it from you, and it's maybe through psapicha le'ineim.
I see. Okay.
Harish's words.
Right, and he's basically addressing the same kasha that Tosas had, just in his way.
Right, but it's a different way because according to Tosas, it's a quasi taina, and the Havamina is that a quasi taina is good. According to the Ritva, the Havamina is that this is a full taina. It's just in the Maskana, it's not a full taina, but the Havamina would be that this is mamish a full taina.
Why is it l'shitasam?
No, so it is a shitasam. According to the Ritva chat, you can't exclude that from the ad. Because it's fakir. This on the tzad that it's good. It's mamish a full taina.
Oh, because we're saying psak bichalilam that we taina for them.
On the tzad that it's good, then you mamish made a full taina, so it wouldn't be excluded. It's like I thought someone if I say
it's a much stronger havamina then on the Gemara's kasha.
Right. Okay. Strong. I mean, it's a different havamina. Yeah. But I gave the guy much. If I tell you. All the medicines don't work. The only medicine that works for me is Tylenol. Okay, so all those weaker medicines don't work. The only one that works is Tylenol. Now, that doesn't mean that if I buy a public brand, now I have a shot, can I buy a public brand Tylenol? Okay, that's the subject. Is the public brand Tylenol equal to Tylenol or not? But on the side that it is, so it's not excluded. Because then nothing works except for Tylenol, but this might kuva be Tylenol.
Right.
It's not necessary. It could be excluded in the intrinsic mashmos. If a guy tells you, go to the store and make sure you buy Tylenol and nothing else, so that means don't buy the public brand.
That's why the Ritva had to go to them to the Sefer.
Right, but you can't, but in the ad, that it's not excluded in ad according to the Ritva. Now, the truth is, I don't know, I think the Ritva himself on Daf Memawif, maybe he seems to say something else, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the Maisa would work out very nicely. And in the Ritva's system, it wouldn't help. On Taisa's system, it would help. Okay, anyway, that we're going back to that was yesterday. Okay, so we wanted to know a completely different question, right? We wanted to know. The Gemara says, Akasha, according to you, a Chazaka Sheni Motaina should be good. The case of Chazaka Sheni Motaina, Taisus says in his second Teretz, is that he says, so, I mean, Ploni's Avante is out that he told me that he bought it from you. So the Gemara's answers on Dav Chav Ches is that the Velasha of the Gemara is, time of my that meaning Dilma Kadamar Hashta, you lo ton anan it's a me. So we were bothered by this, what the Gemara is saying. We said it depends how you understand Cheskes Gemoshanim. If you understand Cheskes Gemoshanim, that it makes you into a muksik, which is just like that Musa but old timer transforms you into a muksik.
Or like the Ritva.
Well, I don't know what the Ritva was.
Also, it makes you into a muksik. It's very similar.
Okay, so that's right. That's Musa, but we're in Tisus. We're calling it right. That's called Musa but old timer makes you into a muksik. Yeah. So then I understand muksik is not a proof that you're right. Muksik doesn't prove us that you're right. It's just a din suffix that when you're muksik, we leave it by you. So it could be that the muksik, the power of a muksik is that it says, Dilma Kidama Ashta. In other words, a muksik can't, the whole kayach of a muksik is only that maybe it's his, so how can you take it away from him? So if a guy's not tining, so then the muksa can't work. That I think I can hear. Either that because the whole muksa doesn't really, we have no raya that it's his. So we're just saying, listen, how can, maybe it's his. So if he doesn't even tine it that it's his, and it doesn't make enough of a suffix that it's his, that we're going to... You know, there's even a daya that in general, that a bari v'shama can be mighty from a muksik. So here, where the other guys in Marikama, and you just get become some kind of this lumdish or muksik. So it can't work when you don't have a taina. Then I sort of could hear that it's not a real, you're not winning out any raya. You're only winning out some kind of din muksik. If again, the other guy really is a marikama maybe, and you're the muksik, and you want to win because you're muksik, strong in his marikama. But if you don't have a taina, then we can't leave it by you. We need something to create a tzad, a suffix that maybe it's yours. So then we say, listen, it's a pound suffix, maybe it's yours, leave it where it is. But you're not even tining, so we don't have reason to really feel it's yours. So the muksa can't work. Okay, maybe something like that. But if you learn in the Cheskes Gemoshanim is a raya, which is what definitely Taibis in his first tarot said, the kiven the yafina misharamu and my other shoshagichas having the Cheskes Naklin, okay, now begin the shoshagichas and the chayb Cheskes Shoyimcha Oy. So the chayra, what does Chazaka Shoyimcha Oy do? Chayra, that's a raya. It's a raya. If you don't assume mechira, second Torah doesn't hold mechira. So what is chazaka shel yimcha oyv? Taiva said that before in a manawit. So the chara, that's a raya. That the fact that you're not yimcha is a raya. That it's not yours. If it was yours, you'd be yimcha. I don't know what else does shel yimcha oyv do. Taiva said Amin Aleph said he learned in the Baal of Taisis. Muksik shadkan. So what does muksik shadkan do? So the chayra, muksik shadkan is a raya. So we have a raya. What do I care that you don't have a tainus bari? We have a raya that what you're saying is true. In other words, by Shura Mu'ed, no one's timing, but we have a raya that the animals are natchin. So we make the animal a natchin. We don't need a taina to make the animal into a natchin. No one's timing that the animal should be a natchin. The three times is a proof, and a proof is enough to make the animal into a natchin. So why can't we say here also three times is a proof that it's not your field. So what do I? So you didn't have a taina. So what? Three times is a proof. It's a tikuva we're learning out from Shura Mu'ed. Three times proves. So three times proves that you're a shatkin, and a shatkin is a proof that it's not your field. Right? That was our problem. Right. Anyone have anything to say? No, the people, you hear the problem, I think. In other words, it's a little tricky because we don't know what shatkin does. You know, three times proves conclusively that you're a shatkin, but so what if you're a shatkin? So we're assuming, well, this is a little bit our assumption, that being a shatkin is a proof that you sowed that that's not your field. But I don't know, no one says that to Farish. That's our assumption. You know, maybe that's not what shatkin it means. I don't know.
Why does Tyson have to add the fact that it creates a mechila?
No, that's because Tyson wants to explain, even on the tzad, when you're not tithing anything, so it has to be a possible reason why it's yours.
Right, that was the kasha of the Gemara, right.
That was the first tarot of Tysus.
But you're asking the maskana of the Gemara.
You're asking Tysus the second tarot. According to Tysus the second tarot, we have a possibility that it might be yours because you bought it from so-and-so who told you you bought it from him and you trust that person. So there's a reasonable possibility. It's not a crazy possibility that's yours. So we have a reason to suspect it's yours. So if three times is a raya, so good. So we have a raya. A raya doesn't need a taina. What if Aiden would walk in and say that, you know, yeah, we saw that he bought it from this guy who bought it from him. That would be good. You don't need a taina if there's Aiden. You know, it's if Aiden, if you don't taina anything, then maybe it's all doors bowed in. So then even Aiden, I don't know what helped. But if you're tying this time, Ibonis of Avanti, that he told me that he bought it from you. So if Aiden would walk in and say that that's the truth, that the other guy really, and we know the other guy really did buy it. So for sure, it would be good. So why don't we have that proof here? That was the problem we had. So, right, so in this space, in this, I asked the guys, I don't know if they did or didn't. There's this Shiurei Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo. So he pretty clearly, I don't know if you read the piece or not, but he pretty clearly is assuming that Gimel Shanim is not a raya. It's only it makes you into a muksik. So okay, I don't know how he does that. You know, that's what he just seems to assume.
In the second teretz,
yes, according to the, no, I think according, I seems to assume that according to everyone, it seems to assume that it's, I mean, it's just it's not a
risk. Most people in the first teretz goes back to the re, and the second teretz is more like the reach on the Ramban that is a change of ownership or muksak.
Yeah, but what may eche teisi that makes such a machlokes?
Two different terutzim, two different mahalchim in the sugi.
Yeah, but why should we? As, you know, it doesn't, Tavis doesn't say he's switching on that. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I mean, it sounds a little radical to say that the second teretz only works if you learn chazakah as a transference of a chazakah, of the chazakah. It wouldn't work. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it, no matter what you say, I mean, the Taifas, it's even better than that. Taifas definitely had such a havamina and Chav Chesam and Aleph that Chazaka, Cheskas, Gimel, Shanim work as this, you know, Chuksik Nachin. So according to Taifas, and that havamina, how did he understand this din? This is a din. It's a Farish and Gemara and Mem Aleph. And if you say Miploni Zavante Tizavne Minach, and you don't say Kami Didi, it doesn't work. So I don't know if it helps to say, well, you know, you're going to one Taurus and one side of Taifas, but Taifas has both Tadim, right? Taifas and Chav Ches in his kasha, he assumed that Cheskas Gimel Shanim works through the system of Huxik Naklin and Huxik Shatzin. Taivis on Chav Ches Hamad Beis says Cheskas Gimel Shanim works through that system. So if it worked through that system, so I forget about the Gemara. This time, an outside question. Why doesn't it work if he says, Viploni Zavante, the Amrede Zavne Minach? We have a raya that it's true. Even I would ask that even on the first Lashon of Taisis. Okay, very good Taisis. And Gemara explains why, if he doesn't say anything, it's no good. Because he can't claim that you are meichel. There's no basis to assume. You can't get at the other guy's head and tell us he was meichel. Or maybe mechina doesn't help. But why doesn't it work if he says me plani zavanti the amrei zavnim enough? There's a raya. You're saying raya. So what I think that this sefer Shiuri Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo is saying that even the first shot at Isis that says as Hutzkus Shatkin is not a raya. Shatkin only turns you into a muksik. That's what it sounds like he's saying. And I would not have assumed that. I would have assumed that Shatkin is a raya. But he seems like he's learning that somehow that you're a shatkin. So therefore, you lose your somehow your din muksik. There's a guy, you're not acting like the bow, so you stop being a muksik. Okay, I don't know how he's learning, but it's nothing. It's not really a raya. And it's not your field. Okay, that's what I think. That the whole piece, he says that the Cheskas Kemoshanim, according to Hochei Usha, works. It's what he says in this piece, that Hochei Usha says it makes you into a muksik. So I think he's saying that according to all the Pshatim and Taisis. But I don't know. I don't get that. Now he has a different problem. He has another problem. His other problem is that he makes a diak that the Gemara only has on Hochei Usha, because the Gemara only has Edameata. So he wants to know. What?
According to Rabbanan as well, Takasha.
Right, that's what he wants to know. He wants to know why is it only Akasha and Hochei Usha, according to Rabbanan also. So how does he answer that Kasha? So I don't know. If you look at his pages, says. Look on page Ayin Ches, the last paragraph on page Ayin Ches. He said, paragraph of Thieven. He's quoting some kind of Birka Shmuel. The Sefer is a big Birka Shmuel Sefer. It's his grandfather, great grandfather, we didn't know. So he says in Ayin Ches.
That's his second Teretz.
What?
That is his second Teretz.
Yeah, okay. But I just, he's speaking, he says, the Kivan. To call din achazakas bekarkos. He's talking in not in Hochei Usha. Gidro, how does it work? Mishum da chazaka mahani, mishum da have a raya at a tainoso. Obelav hochei no mahani achazaka to open the arabiyade. Shmuel called it alto and taina the ikar raya mechazaka tainoso hachazaka lav klum. Okay, and if you look, I know what that's supposed to mean, but you look in the next page, it's called ayin tes and paragraph kuf mem ches. He says he wants to explain on the Berg of Shmuel. So again, there's three lines from the bottom of the first column. Together, din chazaka gimel shon rabbanon, hainu deme chazaka ikaraya le tainoso. The tainoso, this baraya ave tanya ma'alya, the zaychaba. Right? See, mamish backwards, not backwards, opposite what we were saying. Let's read, I want to read it again. He says, just that last line, the next to the last line on the column. The taina to isbe raya have a taina ma'aya. Right? You see that line? Which means.
Which page is this? Ayin test?
On page Ayin test.
Yeah.
First column, the second to the bottom line, but not in the haggah, and then on the top.
Yeah, I see.
And so he says.
Kupam test.
He says that again. Together, din chazakos gimushan rabbanan, taina de me chazaka ikaraya. The chazaka is a raya. And what does a raya do? The taina so this be raya ve taina ma'alya. Right? In other words, we normally learn that what the raya does is you win because you have a raya. You win because you have a raya. Edim come in, you win. If you don't have a taina, says Aldoz Balden. But you're winning because you have a raya. We don't need the taina to make you win. You're winning because of the raya. Except that maybe without a taina, I don't know, we wouldn't accept a raya. I don't know. But he's saying, Umfakert, you're not winning because you have a raya. You're winning because you have a taina. Right? It's very. Very, very, I don't want to say backwards, but different. The tainos of this beraya have a taina ma'alya. The reason why you win is because you have a good taina. You're not winning with the raya, you're winning with the taina. Right? Isn't that a fascinating way of saying it? No one seems to be excited.
I mean, it's a chiddush. Why is the taina win? I understand chazaka, muhsik, transference, yeah. But why should a taina win?
Because he says a taina with a raya is a stronger taina. We have a din that bari v'shama bari adif. And bari v'shama bari adif is not strong enough to be mighty from a muhsik. But if it's a super bari, then maybe it is strong enough to be mighty from a muhsik. So the raya with the taina makes you, well, this is really a bari, but bari also, but the raya makes you a super strong taina. So just like there's a svara that bari v'shema can be maitzi mamin, so a super strong taina can be maitzi mamin. But you're not winning because you have a raya. You're winning mikayach taina. It's so, I don't want to say almost backwards, but so against what we would assume the pashas. We assume that the when you have a raya and a taina, the thing that's making you win is because you have a raya. That isn't given to you because we have a raya that is yours. There's some kind of requirement that in order to win with a raya, you have to have a taina. Chazaka shenimot taina doesn't work. We're trying to figure out why. But of course, the reason why you win, when you do have a taina, when we go to Bezin, we ask Bezin, why did this person win? Bezin will say he won because we have a raya that he's right. So we gave it to him because he's obviously telling the truth. He has a raya. But he says that the raya, apparently this raya, even on the side that it's a raya, is not enough of a raya to make you win mikayach raya. You can't win with this raya. It's like ain't hokim b'mamen acharei. This is apparently a shvacha raya. This raya, the in the rabbanon. This raya, why didn't you protest? I mean, that's parsha of shad in rava. That the chazak is why didn't you protest? Right? Shasa kamaisa. You know, the Gemara says 1 year he doesn't protest. Rava says. So it's a raya. The way he says it, is that this raya, you can't be Maisi Mamet with this raya. This is a fluky raya. So what does the raya do? All the raya does is it strengthens your taina. And now you're winning mi hilchis taina, not mi hilchis raya. And it's a very yeshivish pshat. Now we have in Gittin, when the Baal Taina is Mizuya. So there's the whole sugya, the whole mesakta there is that there's a kayacha taina. There's a certain, a Baal Dover has a kayacha taina. And he wins with his kayacha taina sometimes. So when the Baal Taina is Mizuya, he sees yeshivish arayt. It's not that we really believe that it's Mizuyah. Mehechi Taisi is Mizuyah. If Ein Echad would say the Getz Mizuyah, we don't believe the Getz Mizuyah. And Echad does not believe that we have Gemishin Echad quite do some Bezdin. Ein Echad does not believe to say that the Getz Mizuyah. But if the Baal says it's Mizuyah, he's believed. So the Yeshiva Shereit, and maybe it's more than the Yeshiva Shereit, is because the Baal has a Kayach Ataina. And sometimes you win the Kayach Yataina. You don't win the Kayach Raya. We're not saying it's a Raya that the Getz Mezuyah. And the fact that the Baal said the Getz Mezuyah is not a Raya, that's Mezuyah. It's a Kavah Chomer. He's less of a Raya than an Echad who would say the Getz Mezuyah. The Echad is not Nemet. But the person has a Kayach Ataina. So the way they say it is that when the Torah makes he's a bow, so a bow is a kayach ataina on the things that he's a bow on. So he can tie them as zuyah. That's part of his bivis. Part of his bivis, he can tie them as zuyah. So there's a certain thing you win with your taina. So the way he's saying it, this Rabbeinu Chaim Shlomo, is that Cheskas Gimel Shanim is not a raya. Not enough of a raya that you win because you have a raya. If you had Adim, you wouldn't need any taina. You bring Adim, you win. This is not a raya. This is a just an indicator. It's not a raya. But what it does is it gives you a kayacha taina. It makes you look good. So it makes you look good. So you have a kayacha taina. How do you have a kayacha taina? You win because of your taina. Right? That's a very unusual pshat. That's what he's saying. So then a little bit, you can understand the Gemara, according to him. So when you taina, miploni zavanti, the amrti, the zavni mina, and your taina is only a taina shema, so you can't booster a taina shema more than a taina shema. There's an intrinsic chisaron in your taina. Because you want to win with your taina, but your taina has a hole in it because it's only a shema, has a weakness. In other words, you want to win because you have you're adding a motor to your car, but your car has a flat tire. So you can add all the motors you want. The flat tire can't drive. So You want to win with your taina. You want to win because the fact that I have a cheskas gemel shanim gives me, I have a raya strengthens my taina. But your taina is a flat tire. Your taina is a taina shema. Taina shema is a flat taina. you're not fixing that shema. You're giving it a strength. Because you're supplying a raya, but you're still a shema. So if the taina is weak because it's shema, so you can't win with your taina.
Does this require the raya itself should be a weak raya? Or this, maybe you could say the same thing regardless of the strength of the raya?
No, I think it only makes sense if it's a weak raya. If it'd be a strong raya, then you don't need the taina. If a person had Adim, Adim wouldn't work if a guy is a taina shema. I mean, I never heard such a thing. A guy tying his, I'm not sure what happened. And then Adam come and tell us what happened. So of course that we would listen to that. He said it could be. I wasn't sure. I didn't see clearly. It could be this happened. Maybe yes, maybe no. And then Adam come in and tell us what happened. So of course it would be good. So if you have a good raya, so you don't need to win with the taina. You win with your raya.
So the whole, I understand that.
What?
I understand that we need it to be weak in order for this structure to work, that you're winning based on the taina. I mean to ask is, we're also saying that the raya can't fix the flat tire. Now, the reason why the raya can't fix the flat tire is because the raya is weak, or because flat tires can't be fixed by rayas?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
The chayra does fix the flat tire because I was a shema, but now the 3 years have passed, I'm not a shema anymore. Now I'm a bari because I'm like chazal bari.
I don't know. You're okay, maybe. Okay, so then maybe also maybe you have to say that it's not a conclusive riot. You can't be a bari. Yeah. Chayra, you have to say that it's the same thing.
Is that how he's explaining it? Because it seems like he's saying that when I claim Mipleni's Vante, then the Chazaka is not speaking to that. So it's not giving it any more oomph. It's not giving it any strength. When I say I bought it, so then
why is it not speaking to it?
Sorry?
Why is it not speaking to it?
It's not speaking to it. When I claim I bought it, so now the Chazaka is a raya that I bought it. But to say that I bought it from someone else that we don't even know has any shaykhas to it, how can the Chazaka support that?
Because now we knew.
He seemed to say that early in a different piece. I there's a lot of pieces here, and I'm really cheating because I'm going on the Rabbanan. He wants to say that. And the Rabbanan, the Gemara would never have a hava mina d'asas kasha. Because if you learn Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the way he sets it up, see, I don't know if we have to.
How does he answer his own question?
Right. Now, the way he answers his question is, according to the Rabbanan, since Chazaka works because it transcends your taina, so there's nothing to talk about. According to Hochei Usha, that Chazaka works a different way. It works because it makes you into the muksik. So then there'd be room for a havamina. And then the kamashmanan is something what you said, that because somehow the kamashmanan, that the Chazaka doesn't prove the other guy. So it doesn't, somehow it doesn't, Chazaka doesn't connect it. I'm not sure what he's saying, what that svar is.
But in that paragraph that Rebbe read on Ein Ches on the bottom, the column, the left column on the bottom, even the Kodina Chazaka the Karkos.
Yeah, but is he going in? I don't know which. I have to read him again. Is he going in Hochei Usha or is he going there in the non Hochei Usha? The Kuf Mem Ches is going in the non Hochei Usha. I don't remember here in Kuf in Ayin Ches, he's going in.
I'm not sure.
He's also going in there Rabban because you see the packet before. You know, his buyer together, Dean of the Chazam, the Karkos, the Rabbanan. Ain't a denasa maxic picargo to muksik. And according to Rabbanan, it doesn't make you into a muksik, not like Hochei Usha.
Okay.
So there he says, in the paragraph before, he says something that you said in the paragraph of the Hine. So the max with karka like a raya that kind of shall have kind of karka. Well, Mahani Chazaka Ragla, Kia Kaltainis, Kia Shah Maxic. You have the kind of whom in a mat, well, I can't have my show the Marvel Micha. I will tell you, Shamaka, like a raya. But okay, so he does say that in the Rabbanan, but I don't really know what that means. Why isn't there a raya? You know, There's a raya, you must have sold it, because otherwise you wouldn't have been shasik. The only interpretation of you selling it is that you sold it to plan. You know, I don't say I bought it. So the only person who's, the only option that you sold it is that you sold it to this other guy. I don't really know what he means there.
No, but the other guy, you know, he's not the one who's machzik. So I'm not making a machzik against him.
But you should have made a machzik against me. And the fact that you didn't make a machzik against me, it doesn't just prove that I bought it. It proves that you don't own it. The fact that you didn't protest is not a positive proof for me. It's a negative proof against you. So it's a negative proof that it's not yours because you should have protested. Mimedev is not yours. The only option of how it's not yours is that the guy that I bought it from really bought it. So we should say that. So I don't know what he means. That it doesn't prove that the other guy bought it. Yeah, it does. So I don't know, but it could be that it go no. So it could be that it's fitting with what he says later, that this raya, because it seems that he's learning that the raya is not such a good raya. But if it really be a good raya, then maybe it would prove that the other guy bought it, because it's a conclusive raya that it's not yours. And the only way to explain it's not yours is by saying that the other guy bought it. So it's a raya, the other guy bought it. But I assume he's learning that it's not such a great proof that the other guy bought it. It's just a raya that strengthens the taina, like he says later. So therefore, it only can strengthen the taina that, but it doesn't strengthen your taina that the other guy bought it. Why not? I don't really know. It strengthens my taina. I don't know exactly. Okay, I don't know exactly what he's saying. It doesn't strengthen that part of the taina. I don't really see why not. I mean, I'm saying because it's that taina is shema, so there's a pigam in that taina. Okay, he's not really saying that. Okay, anyway, but let's just go back. I'm not so sure it's clear what he's saying, I have to admit. But what he's saying is, first of all, in other words, he says two things. First of all, he says that in Hokei Usha, everybody learns that it only weakens the Chazaka. It's a transference of Chazaka. Okay, I don't know how he could say that, because Pasha is the first sheet in Taisis. You know, Taisis is Hava Minan Chav Chasam and Ha'avif. And Taisis' shot in the first Teretz of Taisis is learning that it's some kind of raya. So unless it's because he knows that the raya is not such a great raya, like that's what we're assuming. So all it does is it makes you into a muksik. In the Rabbanan, he's saying, the way he sets it up is that there's a difference, that the Hokei Usha, it turns you into a muk. No one holds you win with your raya. This seems to be the way he's learning. Everybody agrees you don't win with a raya. No one ever held such a thing that Chazaka wins with a raya. Hokei Usha says Chazaka wins Cheskes Kemoshanim because you become the muksik. And the Rabbanan, who argue with the Hokei Usha, say you win because the raya gives you a stronger taina. So that's the machlokes. Is it that the raya gives you a stronger taina, or the raya somehow makes you into a muksik and now you win because you're muksik? So he says, if you learn pshat, the raya gives you a stronger taina, and you have to win with your taina. Tomi ploni zavadi dezavne minach. For sure, it can't work. Because you need the taina. You don't have the taina, or there's no connection between the raya and the taina, whatever the Hezri say. But if you learn that you're winning because you're muksik, So once your mukta gain plaim is on it, it's on the option also win. And that's trying to Gemara. Kamash Manan, that you can't win with this thing that you're muktzik if you're not tithing. Seems to be what he's saying. But what we can take from him is that he's assuming that the raya is not such a great raya, Chaira. And all the raya does, either the raya makes you into a muktzik, or the raya makes you have a good taina. Okay. I'm not sure. You know, we're going to have to learn. Maybe, I don't know when we're going to get there. We'll get there maybe next week, too. I would really skip there, but I don't want to. Next week, there's a little break here. So I don't want to start a big sugya before the break. But the biggest sugya in the Cheska Sabbatim is Pshat in the Rabbanan. You know, the Pshat in Rava. You know, the Ramban, really reading that Ramban in the Pshat in Rava. Like, that's the biggest sugya of the Masapta.
Maybe is there a shiva off the whole week for Yeshiva week? Or
we're not off the whole week, but we're off on a few days.
So are we gonna be pausing?
Yeah, we'll be. I think so. I just don't. I like the two shiurim to be on the whole thing the same pace.
I mean, is the main branch off? I don't think so.
And the main branch is not. We're a baby yeshiva. I'm not the main branch.
You're pretty big, Rebbe.
We're an out-of-town yeshiva. Out-of-town yeshivas have a father out-of-town.
Yeah, but they're leaving Wednesday, no?
What, the base medicine is Wednesday, yeah.
Right, so Wednesday, they're coming back Sunday, no?
Sunday, I think.
Okay, so
Yeah, it's not so much. But the high school's off earlier, I think. I don't know. The elementary school's off.
We're definitely not high school. We're definitely not high school.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what other branch of places do. But I'd rather wait to start Rava till the navigation.
It's tough to do Rashi, Rebbe.
What?
Stuff to do Rashi.
Okay.
We're going to do Rashi?
I'd like to do the next Tysus, maybe. That's what I would do. But okay, but I don't want to get distracted in the speech. Just saying that what's the big sugya here is Pshat and Rava. So Pasha Pshat, Rava is a Raya. But he is saying, even in Rava, you know, there's already, you know, he's saying that even Rava is not a Raya. It's just it's a Raya, but the Raya doesn't work. The Raya only works to strengthen your Taina. See, the Raya strengthens the Taina. Okay.
But he's basing that on the Birka Shmuel, right?
Yes, that's what he's claiming. He's basing on the Birkish. I don't know. I didn't see the Birkish Shmuel inside.
Who is Chaim Shlomo? What's his second name? I never heard of this Rosh Hashiva.
Leibowitz.
Oh, he's a Leibowitz.
We couldn't decide last time if he's a grandson or a great grandson.
Uh-huh.
But whatever it is, he definitely was his whole sefer. Is not Zikni. All right, maybe he's a grandson. So his sefer is on Birka Shmuel. Very, you know, interesting sefer, because as we know, Birka Shmuel are impossible to read. I don't know. Anyway, but the way he says it, so he says that it also seems that they had some savyans in the Birka Shmuel, or notes, I don't know for whose notes they are, but the family had their own savyan of the Birka Shmuel that he quotes. So this is Pirkei Shmuel is a very, very hard sefer, obviously. But anyway, but that's how he's learning that. He's learning that even in the Rabbanan, it's not a real raya. It will be a raya. Okay. But it just makes that your time is better. Okay. I'm not sure if I want to go with that. I just don't know. I just don't know if that's so, if that's the normal pshat. That it's not a raya, it's only stresses your taina, and you win mikayach taina. Or in Hochei Usha, you win mikayach muksik. So there's that's what he's saying. That either you win mikayach taina, according to Hochei Usha, there's three ways you could win. The simple way you win is because you have a raya. If you had a raya, so then Parshat Pshat is you don't need a taina, vadoyas. So he's saying no one holds that you win mikayach raya. The machlokes between Hochei Usha and Rava is that Hochei Usha says that you win mikayach muksik because three times somehow makes this transformation. The milsa b'lal taima makes you into the muksik. And then you win misafek because you're the muksik. And the rabbanan say you win mikayach taina because the raya strengthens your taina. But no one says you win mikayach raya. That seems to be what he's saying, I think. But if you learn the pashtas, let's try and see. If you learn the pashtas, so you win mikayach raya. So why do you lose when you say miplone devane dezavne minach, the amre dezavne minach? I have a raya.
You don't have it in any, there's no, it's not a bari. You don't know that he actually got it from him.
So what, you don't have a bari, but I have a raya that must have been what happened.
Why? What's the proof?
Because you didn't protest. You're hooks like shotgun. You didn't protest. If it's still yours, even you wouldn't protest.
Even if it's true that he no longer owns it, there's no proof that it's mine.
Okay, but then already we wouldn't give it to the Marikam. You know, we wouldn't, you know. We have a raya that's not yours, so we should take it away from you. And am I? We don't know for sure it's yours, but it means something. I should get it. No one else is. There's only two people claiming this field. If we have a raya, it's not the Mari Kamas because he didn't protest. So we should give it to the buyer. Could be.
We can answer the question. Maybe if this is too far afield, we don't have to deal with it. But why isn't the person of Amigu that he could have tied it? I was the person who bought it from him directly.
But he does because the Migu is not going to help because the Migu only gives him that monos to what he's saying. But we don't know if what he's saying, but he himself doesn't know if it's true. So we believe him that he doesn't know.
No, but he could have tied it that I bought it from him directly.
Right. So we have a riot that he's telling the truth. But it doesn't, but we don't know if he himself says, I don't know.
That, you have the Chetzke Shol Shonim. So then that
he says, I don't know whether the guy I bought it from really bought it. So what's Amiga going to help us?
So that's what the Chetzke Shol Shonim helps him.
So that's the question that we're asking. Even without
I'm saying at least he has an amonis on when he's tiny that he believes what he's saying.
Yeah, we never doubted that. I don't know, even without Amigo, I know the guy is a Cheskas Kim Oshana proves it. But okay, Amigo do, okay.
But no, but I'm saying anything that he's missing because of the fact that he didn't buy directly, he should have Amigo that he could have tied it that he did buy directly.
No, he does because he doesn't know whether the guy they bought it from bought it.
Meaning if he couldn't, based on his own tiny, he can't actually tiny that he bought it because he's not saying
The Migui says, believe me, I'm telling the truth. I'm not a liar. But what you're saying is, I don't know. So we believe you. You don't know. So that's not good.
So he doesn't have the strength then of Migui.
Okay. Anyway, let me just go back. If you don't want to say like, it sounds to me like his basic insight is that you're not winning out the raya. For whatever reason, this raya probably is not a real strong raya. All Chesed Gimushanim is either makes you into the muksik and you win mikayach muksik, or it makes a stronger taina and you win mikayach taina. I would assume that if you don't say like him, you say you win mikayach the raya. But the fact that you are a shema is like a negative. Not like it's not a it's a begam in your raya, like a raya against you.
Rebbe, is it necessary to see the Birka Shmuel inside before we argue, or we're willing to take the Birka Shmuel too?
It won't make any difference. You won't understand them anyway. I'm sorry.
It's a negative because you should know better. Why is it
negative? Not because you should know better. The Marikama is a Bari, and he says, I didn't sell it. And you're a Shema. Bari Vishema is Bari Adif. So that's a negative. So there's a negative against you. So it's not, you don't have to say that Cheskas Gimel Shana is not a Raya. In a vacuum, it is a Raya. But Takir, there's a force against a Raya. The fact that you're a Shema is a negative. The other guy has a better Taina than you have. So you have a Raya, but he has a Maida of Taina. So his Kayach of Taina is a begam in your Raya. There's a fight. The other guy's the Marikama. Really, we should leave it by the Marikama. Comes along Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a Raya, which takes it out of the Marikama. So you need a strong Raya to take it out of the Marikama. Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a strong Raya. But when the Cheskas Gimel Shanim has a Chisarin, the Mr. Cheskas Gimel Shanim, then he's a Shema, and it's a Petri, and the other guy's a Bari, so it's a Bari of a Shema against him. So there's a, so who said that Raya, it's like a mathematical equation. You have Raya, it's true, it can be the Marikama, but maybe a Raya minus Shema can't be the Marikama.
I don't understand why the Shema is a negative. I understand why it's a zero, and I would understand why it's a negative if the guy says, I don't even know whether I bought it. That's a big raise. But if he did everything right, he just happened to have not checked the title search on his seller, why is that worse than a zero? What if the Shema didn't exist?
Didn't say a word. Sure, it's a negative because the other person is Bari. So Bari is Shema, Bari negative. Adit.
It doesn't make him a negative. That just means...
It means that there's the other guy has an advantage over him, right? Don't call it a negative. The other guy has a certain... You have a kayacha raya. You have a raya that you're right, but the other person has the force of Bari Vishama to say that he's right. Now Bari Vishama, so the force of Bari Vishama, the other guy also has the force of Marikama. So it's not so pashut. Maybe a raya Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a raya. That raya is enough to fight when it's just fighting against a marikama. So the raya beats a marikama. But when the raya is fighting a marikama plus a bari vishama, so who says that raya could work? Pasha's the marikama.
If it was a real raya, like Adam, of course.
Yeah, it was a real raya. So a real raya can beat everything. But I don't have to say like him that it's not a riot. And when you have a bari, you bari, so you win because it's a strong enough riot. Not like he's saying. You have enough of a riot. This is to beat a Marikama, you don't need a super riot. You don't need an Adem. Maybe Rav's not good enough. But to beat the Marikama of Karka, there's a certain level of riot that suffices. Cheskas Gimel Shanim equals that level of Raya, and it's strong enough to beat a Marikama. Not like he's saying that you win because you got a better Taina, you win because you're Muksik. No, because you have a Raya, and the Raya beats a Marikama. But when you're a Shema, and especially he's a Bari, so then your Raya is fighting two things. Your Raya is fighting the Marikama, and Uriah is fighting a Bari Visheva. So how do you know that a strong Raya can do that? I mean, this Raya. Now, I don't know, the question is not into the words of the Gemara. Gemara says, Taima mai damrina dilma kadamar hashta. Dilma kadamar. Sorry, you put the wrong comment in the wrong place. Hashta iu lauton anan nitanek. That doesn't really fit into what I'm saying so well. Taima mai damrina dilma. That's why I said I don't like the word dilma. Pashup shad, it's not dilma. We have a raya. Taima mai damrina vadai kadamir hashta. The Vada can never mean it. Another word, Dilma. Dilma does sound like what he is saying, that Cheska's Gimel Shalem is not really a Raya. Right? Because the Gemara is saying, time of my, why do you normally win? Because it's Damrin and Dilma can mean Ashta. According to what I'm saying, the reason why Cheska's Gimel Shalem wins, it's not because it's a Dilma. It's because you have a Raya. Yeah, I don't think you would say the word Dilma.
What's the potential accomplishment of what Rebbe's trying to say? We're just trying to avoid the yeshivish thing like saying it just makes him a muchzik or it's a kayach hatayin. We're trying to be straight up. It's a proof.
Yeah, because my recollection that it is a Raya, we have to learn the Ramban inside. But the simple reading of the Rishayim, you know, these are yeshivish svaris, but the simple reading of the Rishayim is they say Cheskas Gimel Shalem is a raya.
And Halchei Usha also.
Halchei Usha. Well, in Taisus, in this pshat, Huxik Taivis says Huxik Naklin. Huxik Naklin is a raya, right? Wait. The pshat of the Milsa B'Taima, not the Milsa B'Lo Taima. Huxik Naklin is a raya. You're a Naklin. And here also is Hutzik Shatkin. So Parshav Shat is also a Raya. Just a straight Hutzik
Shatkin. Will be the switch having a mask on how strong it is?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
So the whole kasha was, we thought it's strong. Terry says, no, it's only a little bit strong.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Yeah, not so happy with that. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Now, that's the best I can do offhand. So according to this Rav Chenu Chaim Shlomo, just to summarize, so he's learning that Chazaka is definitely not working out Raya. Either it's working out you're this Amuktik, or it's working out so it makes it into a Taina Cheshuva. Okay, so then I don't think we know when that answers our problem. I'm saying if you want to disagree with him, and you say that Chazaka is working with Raya, then maybe you have to say that even though it's a Raya, but there's a counter Raya against you. It's like a Bari Vishama against you. So the counter Raya weakens your Raya. And then you can't, but that doesn't fit so well in the Lashon, the Gemara, that says, Dilma, Taima Mai Darmina, Dilma Kadamar Hashta. If you're saying the Cheskas Gimel Shalem is a Raya, then the word Dilma is not right. So okay, I admit that in that sense he sounds like he's right. It says Dilma, so it sounds like it's only a Dilma. Okay, I have to go. I'm sorry. I have to. I'm late for a board meeting. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.